Already at this time, we're going to ask Brother Damon Hupp and Sister Katie Presley to come and speak at this time.
So I'm going to go first. I wrote out some stuff, but then I got really nervous and I was retyping it, so I figured I'm just going to wing it. So I just want to start with saying that I'm thankful for Young People's, and I'm thankful for parents that made me come to Young People's. I mean, most of my teenage years, like a lot of teenagers that are not saved, they don't want to come at all, and that was definitely me. I didn't want to be here at all in Sunday night or like on the weekends, but my parents, like, the only options to get out of Young People's was we were sick or we had a school function. So that was pretty much it, and I think that saved me a lot of times from making decisions that could probably have taken me away. There was this one time that really stuck out to me, and Ashton's going to remember. But I was helping one of my friends move to New Albany, and after we got done moving her, she was going to throw like a little party, and there's going to be drinking and smoking, and when you're like a teenager, you want to fit in as much as possible. So I really wanted to stay, but we had Young People's, and I was definitely not allowed to miss it. So I drove all the way from New Albany back to Newark, and the whole time I was just like debating in my mind, like, should I go? Should I not go? Should I go? And like halfway home, I decided I was gonna go, so I went to my house and I got all my stuff together and I told my dad what I was doing. I said I was staying at her house, and of course he was not a fan of it, but he was just gonna let me make my own decisions. Because he got to the point where he learned that when I was had my mind set to something, I was just gonna do it anyway. So he said okay, and then I don't know what it was, I had to meet him at an auto parts store for some reason, and we were outside the car, and he was just like, he like had this huge long talk with me, like basically saying like, you're, this is not a good decision, like I hope you make better decisions, and like he was basically trying to convince me not to go, but I already decided that I was gonna go. So I went to Young People's, and I don't remember a single thing about like what was talked about, but I was just sitting there and I was listening, and it was kind of like I was just being like pulled one way or the other. And at the end of Young People's, I was just like, okay, I'm gonna go. But like I was still like kind of searching for a way out, because like I knew that it was gonna be a bad decision, but I really just wanted to fit in. So at the end of Young People's, I got myself together, I like folded up my chair, and I was walking in my car, and here comes Ashton running over. And Ashton goes, hey Katie, you wanna go out to eat with us? And I was like, you know what? Yes, I do. So I went out to eat, and I did not go back to her house. So the lesson I learned from that, go to Young People's and keep good company, because both of those decisions helped me a lot in my times of figuring out what I should do and what I should not do. So those are big lessons I learned through Young People's. And then a companion, never would I have thought that Damon would be my person, ever. My friends and my family knew that I said a million times, like, I would never date Damon Hupp. He wears boots, and I do not like boots. But he was texting me, and he was trying, kept shooting him down. Like one time I was walking out of church and I heard him say like, hey Katie, and I just kept walking and walked all in my car and left and didn't say a single thing to him. But there's one time he's texting me and I was like, you know, I'm just gonna give him an opportunity. And we started talking, and literally 2 weeks later we were on our way home from Minerva Revival, and I was listening to him talk on the bus, and it was like, God was like, that's your person, and here we are. So that's all I have to say.
Well, that was really good. I don't know how I really follow that up, but well, like you know, I was born and raised in a church here, but I went my own way for a long time, and thankful for the Lord's mercy that I, you know, I'm still here and back and saved. But of course, you know, when you're 23 or 24, and I wanted just trying to live right, and Young People's pretty much one of the oldest ones in here. You know, you, of course, everybody knows about your past. You don't think anybody's gonna, you know, marriage is, you know, you want to get married, but because your friends are married, like Russell and Jason are already married and have kids, and you know, so it kind of gets discouraging every once in a while. But one scripture I read, and every once in a while, you know, you read something, it really sticks out in your mind. And I was reading Ecclesiastes, and it was 3:11, just the first part of the scripture. It said, "And God has," I'm paraphrasing here, but it said, "God has made everything beautiful in His time." And I was just able to really stick on that, and then also that always would tell me, you know, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, all these things be added unto you. That, you know, once I just completely, I had to go through some stuff, trying to live right and whatever. And but once I got to the point where I just had in my mind that I was going to live for God, no matter what, and just put Him first, that's when things started opening up for me and Katie, I guess. So, you know, it's just amazing how, you know, when you're in the best spot spiritually, that things you pray for and things start opening up and you start, you know, put it out of your hands and let God take over. But so I'm very thankful. And what's awesome is actually that her dad, Brother Presley, was somebody I talked to a lot, which is probably for him, he probably never realized that I'd be with his daughter. But, you know, talking to me when I was doing very good. But thankful for that relationship that I already had with him. And of course, when I come back and got saved, I was working with James and Phil, so just being around that influence helped. So it just kind of worked out great. I kind of built a relationship with some of her family before we even started talking. So, you know, you can just see God is in it, and there's just no doubt. When you know, you know. So I'm just really thankful and very blessed for Katie. So.
Certainly, we are very happy for Brother Damon and Sister Katie tonight. We're thankful for them. You know, I certainly, you know, as Sister Katie was speaking, and I know that, what do you want to say, many young people go through phases in their life that they just don't want to be maybe in youth functions, or they don't want to be involved in church things. And, you know, it's amazing to see God get a hold of young people and work with young people. And I think about Damon. You know, Damon, you know, growing up as a young person, of course, we had him in our Sunday school class and seeing him, you know, come up through. And, you know, yes, there were a lot of things in his life that, you know, he had to go through in order to come to the place he's at today. But I want to thank the Lord for how God is working with both him and Sister Katie and what the work that God is doing. And I'm sure that, you know, I like the scripture that Brother Damon used tonight, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And they continue to do those things. And it's amazing what God will do, you know, and work through a couple. You know, I appreciate, you know, how just down through our lives, that was one of the things that Sister Sherry and I strived to do, was put first the kingdom of God. And it's amazing what God will do with a couple that are totally given over to God. And so I appreciate Brother Damon and Sister Katie tonight. And so tonight, continue to seek the kingdom of God. That's what you need to do. And that's going to be the key to your success, not only in this life, but also in your marriage, is putting God first. And we appreciate you tonight. We wish you well. We're going to, you know, it seems like that we're losing a lot of couples here in the youth group, but we're getting a lot of new young people. But, you know, I look forward to watching, you know, as God uses you and you allow God to work in your life. I'm looking forward to the next chapter of your life. So I appreciate you tonight very, very much. And so I know that there are many ones here in the here tonight that, you know, may, I know Jason and Jessica, and I know that Russell and Mindy are here, and I know there might be some others here tonight that might want to get up and say something, maybe a memory or something about Damon and Katie, as we wish them well and send them off. Maybe parents, there, I know, looks like Brother Presley and Sister Carla may not be able to be here tonight, but I don't know if they can, from long distance, maybe say something. But anyway, we appreciate, you know, each and everyone being here. So we're just going to kind of open it up right now for maybe thoughts, memories, well wishes, whatever it might be. And so is there anybody that'd like to get up and do so? Now, I know Brother Presley and Sister Carla, they're watching from long distance. So if you do get up and say something, come up to the podium. That way they're not trying to follow you around with iPads and cell phones. All right? So anyway, who'd like to step up here first?
So first, I'd like to talk about Damon. Damon and some other youth came down to South Carolina when my dad had the revival in Florence, and it was a real encouragement to have him down there and
He was very on fire for the Lord. I think there was one door where the door was wide open. There was people inside working construction or something, and Damon just walks up to the door and is looking inside, looking for someone to witness to, and that was very bold of him. Katie, we've been sisters for a long time, and we worked at, my first job was at a daycare, and that was Katie's first job too, and we worked together sometimes. We worked at an after-school program and on the baby room, and it was a lot of fun working with Katie. We kind of knew what each other was doing, so it was a lot easier, and I hope they have a good, happy marriage. And then my dad and James are on here too.
Hey.
Okay, do it on here.
It was talking to you.
Sorry.
Where Katie at? Anyway, I just want to say, thank the Lord. I'll try not to cry like I did 2 months ago. But I thank the Lord for how God moved in Katie's life. Some of you may not know, but Katie was the millennial baby of the county she was born in back in 2000. And one of the fondest memories I got of Katie is when she was a little girl arguing with her grandpa a year and a half on the front sidewalk, pointing her finger at him. He pointed her finger and said, "You be quiet." She said, I'm out. And the thing is, she grew up and she had that feistiness about her all through her life. And I didn't hear a lot of what she said, but I know one thing, she taught me a lot of lessons about raising kids, and I appreciate that. But then she ran into Demon, and as she alluded to it, pretty much everybody in the family told her that she was going to be marrying him. And no one believed. She didn't believe nobody. She wasn't going to marry that boy at all. She said he wore boots. He was a country boy. Damon one day, he said all he wants in a wife is someone to come home, when he gets off work, go home and ride around in the tractor with him. And I told my wife, man, he's looking at the wrong girl. And the very first thing they did, he says the video, she's out in the cow pasture with him, riding around with him. So it had to be more to it than that. But also, Damon, me and Damon talked a lot many times before he got saved and heard a lot of bad things about Damon. But you get amazing when you look at him, the miracle God done in his life is amazing. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful he's saved. I'm thankful my daughter's saved. I believe God's got his hand in the marriage in a great way. And he's going to bless in a great way. But there's only one thing bad I can say about Damon. And he's a Cleveland Browns fan. But we'll work on that also. But James got something to say too.
Well, I'm not really going to talk about the miracle in his life, but I'm going to talk about the miracle of how somehow my sister is about to get married to him. He used to ask me around the rig. He'd be like, "You, what about your sister? Like, she's really great. Now that Damon, there's not a single chance that she's going to be here tonight." And he was like, "No, dude." And he kept trying. He kept telling me how, like, he talked to her church and she just ignore him. And I was like, "Katie's out." I was like, "Dude, don't give him a chance." And he was like, "Dude, would you recommend your sister?" I was like, "Not a chance, David. Don't go after her." So I was just kind of in the middle, trying to break it all up. But I guess I'm happy that they found each other. And yeah, that's all I got.
Okay, let me make my.
And then Bree said she wanted. Bree had a little thing she wanted to say about Damon, but she's not here, so she. Just wanted me to say that she's very happy for you guys, and she wishes she could be here because she had some funny stories. And then I'll tell one of Katie's favorite stories. My mom said that I could tell it, so I guess my mom wanted to tell it. But she said when we were little, we had these neighbors from down the street, and they were in our living room talking to my parents. And I don't know exactly what happened. They like to blame it on me. But somehow someone took the broom from someone, and my mom ended up beating Katie and Bree under the kitchen table. And that is one of their favorite stories.
Don't be bashful. Anybody else?
I want to thank the Lord for Katie and Damon, both of you. Very thankful. We have four kids, and this is our first Church of God wedding, so this is a big deal. We are very thankful for that, and
out of all of them, probably thought the least likely that Damon would be the one that would get saved and want to be in church and have a Christian wife. You know, when you watch your kids grow up and they begin to make their own decisions and choose their own path, it's very, very difficult as a parent. And remember this, you know, as you live your life as young people, you know, one of these days you're going to watch your own children grow. And the way that you reacted and the things you did, some of that's going to come back on you a little bit, you know. So always remember that. Show respect to your parents. And Damon has always been very respectful of us. I'll say that. Even through hard times when he was away from God, we had some very, very, very difficult times, to put it mildly. But God has certainly done a miracle. We are very thankful. Thankful for Katie. You know, she's like the perfect match for him, I think. She can stand up to him a little bit when he needs it, you know, and she knows how to have fun and joke around. Seems like everything he needed is what God gave him in Katie. I think that's awesome.
Right.
I remember when me and my wife were dating, she had said that she prayed specifically for what she wanted and a companion. And I think that's a good idea. When me and my wife were dating, we did visitation. First date, we did visitation together. We went to nursing homes and visited. That's a good way to date. It's a good way to do your dating. Good way to stay out of trouble. It's easy to go to the car and date, you know, but you can get in trouble doing that. If you go to the nursing home and visit somebody that's sick, suffering, it'll help your dating. It'll help it. And this might seem like, I don't know, how long have you guys been dating?
About 5 months.
5 months? You say, well, that's really fast. Me and my wife were dating about 2 weeks, and I already knew we were going to get married. That might sound crazy, but when you know God's in it, you know pretty quickly that God's in it. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful they're getting married. I'm pretty excited about it, to say the least. That's all I have. Appreciate each one of you young people.
All right, well, I love both of them, and I'm emotional, guys, so I might cry, but not because I'm sad, but just because I appreciate them both so much. I'll start with Damon. I have more to say about him. That's bad, because Katie's my best friend, so sorry, but I became friends with Damon when he got saved. I mean, we know that he was up and down, you know, he had some struggles, but I can remember praying for him and praying for him and praying for him. And Sister Sherry, I'll never forget, in Young People's one time, she said that there was someone that, and she never said who, that was up and down. They'd get saved and then they'd get away from God and they'd get saved again. And, you know, you would want to be like, are they going to get it this time? Or, you know, people would just be discouraged about him being up and down. And I just remember her saying to keep praying that God, they get it this time. And Brother Steve said it, I think last week he said something about Damon. I can't remember. It was recently. That there was something different about this time. And you can just see something so different about what God's done in his life this time, and that he's really got it. And, you know, he's just been an encouragement. The way that he reaches out, he's just friends with everybody, you know. There's no one that he's mean to, or he makes everybody fit in and or feel like they fit in. And so just encouraging, like, coming from the world, I can understand his struggles on a more personal level, I guess, because, like, I grew up in the world and he was in the world. So you have, like, a more tender heart towards things that he went through. So I just think it's a blessing, like, what God has done in his life. And then Katie, I remember her, Emily said something about when we were in South Carolina for Brother Presley's revival we had down there. And down there, Damon was just, like, so on fire for God. And, like, I mean, the way that he would go and witness to people, I was like, he is just bold. Like, we were driving a minivan. I mean, he was constantly jumping on the minivan, going and talking to people. I'm like, he is crazy. And I remember, like, us saying something to Katie about, like, maybe that's your person. She's like, absolutely not. He wears boots. I'm like, okay, we get it. He wears boots, Katie. But obviously you like the boots now, so it's fine. You can admit it. But talking about Katie, you know, we got close. It's been all 3 years ago or so. And it was, the youth were doing some things, or I guess hanging out with people that maybe we shouldn't have been. And me and Katie went somewhere, and we knew after that we probably shouldn't go back there anymore. So we really bonded over that and got close, because a lot of people didn't agree, like, that we shouldn't be doing it. So we were kind of like the only friends we had for a little bit. Not that anyone was, like, not our friend, but we just knew. And so we got really close over that, and we went on a girls' trip last October. And I can remember I was going to be getting married soon. I was engaged, but no one else on the trip was, and now three of us. I'm married. Katie will be getting married on Friday, Saturday, and then Katie Ray will be next. But we were all on that trip, and it's amazing what God can do when you least expect it. But my favorite memory is from when we were in Florida, and Katie burnt popcorn, so I hope that she can cook for you and not burn popcorn. But she burnt popcorn. We were in a condo in Florida, and, like, they would have had to evacuate the whole building. So, like, I'm waving a broom, trying to get the smoke out. Smoke detectors are about to go off. But they did not go off. We did not have to be embarrassed and evacuate the building. But hopefully she knows how to cook and not burn popcorn for you. But that's all I got.
Well, I, for one, very happy for both of them. You know, out of all the presses, I've known Katie the longest. When I was still going to hospital in Springfield, I barely had any friends here, and Katie was one of them. I'm just grateful that for Katie, she's a good friend, and we have a secret handshake every time, you know, say hi, and we're like cool dudes. And Damon's a really good guy, and can't compete with his height, but just I'm just want to say I'm grateful for both of you, and grateful to be friends with you both, and blessed to have you have a happy marriage together. And even though it's all I got, but again, just grateful for both of you, and thank God for, you know, for how he works.
I know nothing about much as y'all do, but I know just a little bit. It was one Sunday night. I was new to the group. Was out to eat, and Katie invited me. I said, "That's a good friend right there." And what it popped out is she's very kind. She's very respectful, and I'll look at her as a sister. You're a big influence on my life, Katie. A lot, actually. You are. I love you. Congrats on Damien. He's a really cool dude and athletic. What's that? For Damien. I don't know for Damien what to say about Damien. I don't like about it. He's a Cleveland Browns fan, and he fixed that real quick. Come with a Bengals fan real quick, if you don't mind. It was at a Dinger's party. First time I met him, well, I didn't meet him, but I saw him in action. I said, "This man is athletic. I don't know what to do about it, but I did it." And ever since I saw Damien, I was like, "This guy is a nice dude. Very athletic. Respectful. Love him to death." Recently played basketball with another. I think it was either New York or up in Indiana. First of all, put in action us, and he's all right. He's big, I'll give him that. Oh boy. But you need to fix the Cleveland Brown thing a lot, please. But congrats on y'all two. Y'all two are one of a kind. I think God put y'all there for a specific reason only. I love y'all both.
I definitely have more to say about Damon. Me and Damon grew up being best friends, spent a lot of time at his house, and he's still the same person today he was when we were five. He never changed. But once we got into middle school, we started kind of going different ways. And you know, wasn't real close to him through middle school and high school. I went to vocational school, and he stayed at our home school. So we didn't see each other much part of the high school time. Then he went to college, and I was, you know, getting into a career, and never saw him much until he started coming around again. But I'm thankful for how the Lord brought him back. When I was probably 15 or so, I felt like the Lord, I felt him kind of inspiring me to fast for Damon and to pray for him, but I didn't do it. And, maybe things could have changed a little quicker. But it was, Brother Dishman brought a message, I think it was, I don't remember, it was a couple of years ago, maybe 2018. It was a couple of years, about 2 years before Damon got saved, first time. And he preached on, if we could all win one soul within a year, how many, people we could have. He said he challenged us all to take a burden to win one soul in a year, and Damon was the one that I took a burden for. And it took 2 years, and it's not easy if you really get a burden for somebody. So once again, the Lord, he inspired me to start fasting, and I was like, Lord, how can I fast to work a full-time job? I don't really have any breaks on Saturdays, still trying to build a life for my family. I can't fast and work physically, a laborious job that much. But it only takes a little bit. You don't have to fast for a whole day. You don't have to. If you can, that's great. But the Lord will take whatever you can give Him. And so at work, I usually eat a snack before lunch. Because I work, I eat breakfast about 5:30, and then I don't eat lunch till 12:30. It works about 7 hours, and when you're working a physical job, you get pretty hungry in between that time. So after that message Brother Dishman brought, I decided, I'm going to give up that snack before lunch, and that wasn't easy. I'd done that for a year and a half, and that's no glory to me. I have not been able to take a burden like this for anybody since. Praying that maybe the Lord can give me a burden like that for some of my siblings. But once I started doing that, I started noticing Him coming around, and He started asking questions. He'd ask Sister Sherry some questions, or somebody, about, does this church reach out to young people? I don't know if that's the exact words, but somebody told me that. The Lord had started talking to him, and I'm just thankful for how Lord has changed his life. And I would encourage any of you, if you have friends or loved ones that you want to see get saved, it's going to take some work. Before Damon got saved, there was one night I went over to their house and talked to him, and I prayed that he could have a family and we could raise our families together. And I thank the Lord that He's answering that prayer. I didn't think it would happen. I never thought it would happen. When I got married in 2016, Damon was a long ways away, and I never thought that he would be in this place. And I'm just thankful for what he's done, what the Lord's done for him, and I'm very happy for him and Katie. This wedding means a lot to me. And Sister Katie, about all I have memories of her is they used to live in a mobile home trailer that we used to have on our property, my dad owned. And we would see them. I don't remember who all was born at that time, but I think James might have been the youngest. But I just remember them being a bunch of little kids down there. And I'm not that much older, but I'm old enough to remember them just being a bunch of little kids. So other than that, that's about all I remember about Sister Katie. Just thankful for how the Lord has moved in their lives.
Well, I'm up here because Sister Carla cannot be here, and she asked me to come up here and speak on her behalf, and I hope I can get the words out as heartfelt as she would. I'm just going to read what she wrote to me, but I can tell you one thing, Brother Damon, that trip to South Carolina, definitely your zeal has an impact on a lot of people. So Sister Carla wanted to start with Damon, and she said, "My first real impression of Damon is when we went to South Carolina for the revival and he came along. We passed out over 1,000 flyers for that weekend, and Damon probably did 500 just by himself. He was so eager to get ones out to the truth. He talked to any stranger. She remembers getting groups together to go and pass them out, and everyone wanted to be with Damon because he did all the work. She said, I pray he keeps that zeal, and a big thank you to making her Katie so happy. She said, next is Katie, and she's always been our little mama since she was about 1 year old. She's mature enough for her and Damon both, and reminds me of her dad and I's relationship. She's definitely the talker of the family. We're going to miss you so much, but we're so happy that you have found the love of your life. Damon makes you smile like I've never seen before, and for that I'm very thankful, and may God bless you both with many years.
So, Katie and I have been friends for a really long time. She was probably... There's a group of us. We were friends. They're some of my, like, first real friends. And sometimes the group wasn't always the best. We didn't really always have the best influences on each other. And there's a lot of struggles. But I'm so thankful that we're both here today. I'm so proud of her. She has one of the most, like, best outreaching. Like, she is so good at it. It's something I really admire about her. She can reach out to anybody, whether she's friends with them or not. That's something I do not have, and that's something I strive for. But I'm just really proud of her and how much she's grown, and I'm thankful that she's my friend.
Alright, I don't have nothing to say about Damon, but when I first got here, my brother Paul left, and I was feeling so lonely in youth, and Katie reached out to me, and I'm very thankful for that.
So I've been friends with Hannah my whole life, and Katie's always been like an older sister to me because I don't have any sisters. So like Katie, Emily, and Bree have all been like sisters to me. The first thing I want to say is that Katie always sacrificed and slept on the couch when I would spend the night with Hannah because her and Hannah shared a room. So I'm thankful that she did that. And then, I was going to say something else, but I don't actually remember. but I don't really have anything to say about Damon. I mean, he's cool and he's funny, but that's really all I have to say.
I don't have as many memories as what Jason would do because we didn't go to school together. I went to Newark and he went to Valley, so we didn't grow up together in school. But one of our memories that I have with Damon is winning the cornhole tournament in the junior cornhole tournament in the church picnic 1 year. And yeah, there was a few nights when, you know, Damon wasn't doing well. I went over and I would talk to him and, you know, just try and be there for him, someone to listen to him or whatever. But riding to work with him and it's not sometimes. And when he worked over there with me and Jason over in Columbus, you know, just having, you know, him going through what he was going through and trying to be there for him and just really, really thankful for what God's done for him. You know, there's just that. When somebody's going through something like he did, you know, it's just like always in the back of your mind. You don't know, you know, if you're going to have a friend the next day. So really, really thankful for Damon and what God's done for him. And I'm really happy for him and Katie. Didn't ever see them being together, but I'm thankful that they're getting married and they're going to. I'm just thankful for what God's done for them. So.
Well, I just can't say how happy I am for this couple. Like, I'm truly so excited for you guys. I grew up with Katie. We're just a couple months apart in age. She is a sweetheart. She's got a lot of fire in her, but I kind of love that about her. I remember a few years ago, something was being said about me, and she got up and, like, all I heard about was, like, yeah, she stood up for you. She's like, I don't know what was said, but I know Miranda well enough that she would not do that. And I'm just like, wow, okay. But yeah, I just truly love her. And when I found out that they was getting together, I was like, that is perfect. That is perfect. I love that. Anyways, I did have a big burden for Damon many years ago. I asked God, you know, like, give me a burden, and like I just started praying really hard for him, and he got saved, and then he left again, and you know, I just kind of lost that burden for a while, but then I got the burden back and just kept praying and praying for him. And then me and his mom, Sister Hup, we got close, and like she had a burden for me, and like she would pray for me, and I'd like ask her like, how's Damon doing, and she's like, just pray for him. And it's like, I am. And she's like, I'm praying for you. And I'm just like, thank you. And he works for my dad, so I see him, I don't know, kind of quite a bit, not a lot. But oh man, I just lost what I was gonna say. I completely forgot there. Well, anyways, I kind of got to witness to someone for a while, and I got to share his story of how he, you know, like he struggled, and they was saying, you know, like, I'm never gonna get anything in life, you know, I just want a home and a family, and I'm never gonna get that. And I told him the story about Damon. I didn't say your name or anything, but I just said, you know, there's this guy and he struggled, and I said he backslid 4 times before he got the victory. And I said, you can do the same thing. And I said, God has worked things out. A year later, I said, he's got a beautiful girlfriend. And at the time, I didn't realize that he was about to propose. And so, yeah, I thought that was just great. And another thing that stood out was one time he came up to me and he said, I just really admire you. And he shook my hand, and I probably looked so stupid because I just kind of like stared at him just like, you admire me, like, wow, okay. Because I'm over here like, man, I admire his persistence in coming back. He struggles and falls down, but he comes back. And I just want you to know that that inspired me to keep going. So I'm just thankful for you guys, and I'm so happy for you guys. Okay, so about Katie reaching out, when I first started coming to church and I got saved, she bought me 2 really nice skirts, and that was just, I was really thankful for that, and she's just been a really good friend. And Damon, you're a big encouragement, and I love you both.
Well, I am just very, very thankful for what God has done for Damon. He is my baby, and he's always been a mama's boy, which I'm very thankful for that. And we're very, very close, and I always tell him, I think I pray for you more than anybody else, and I still do, because I'm just very thankful for what God's done for him. I'm thankful that he's always had that desire, that he's wanted to do good. He's always wanted a good Christian girl, and I'm just very thankful that God blessed him. Thankful that he's answered prayer. I'm thankful for Katie. I think she's the best for him, and I appreciate it. I just appreciate all God's done. I appreciate all these kind words, and it's just, I appreciate the Church of God, the family of God. I'm thankful, just very, very thankful for all God's done.
I got something real quick. So I remember when I was like 8 or 9 or 10 years old, and it was when Damon was playing football, and I remember hearing him on the radio, like, because it was like a big game. He was like scoring touchdown after touchdown, 2-point conversion, and I'm like, man, I know that guy. And then it kind of led to like the next thing, which was camp meeting, and he probably doesn't remember this, but it was like a core memory to me. We played double tag. And I was like, and I got to like run with him, and I felt so cool. I'm like, dude, this is Damon Hub. I'm running around with him, and I was like, man, I was on cloud 9. And then when I first got in the youth group, me, Whitney, and Katie were all really good friends. We have a lot of good memories, and I'm just super happy for him, and I love you guys both.
Is there anybody else?
Nope. I literally like said to myself, if they ask for anybody else, I'll do it. So he literally said the exact words, so here I am. But people keep talking about this Katie, this sweet little girl and everything, and I'm wondering like where that is, because I have not seen that. But no, in all honesty, like Katie's going to tell how it is. If you're in the wrong, she's going to let you know. So I'm kind of the same way. So we've had our battles, but what comes to mind with them as a couple is great tribulation or great trials brings great success, and I've lived close enough to both of them that I've seen that they've both had great challenges, but they're to the point now where they're not going to face these challenges alone. So I think that they're a perfect match for each other. I think that they're strong. Where one is strong, the other could use some strength. So I think that they're going to do well together, and they're going to balance each other out. And I mean, I just wish them the best. I'll pray for them. I hope you guys do the same. And I'm excited for them. So.
One last call. Anybody else? Alrighty, would you stand with me, please? Brother Hupp, would you please dismiss us in prayer, please?
Dear Father, we thank you for your many blessings, Lord. We're thankful for this opportunity to be here, and thankful for Damon and Katie, Lord. And we pray you'd help them above all to live for you. We pray, God, they would spend the most important of their time together, praying together, studying your word together. We know that's where the great strength will come in their marriage. We pray help all of our young people to realize this, to spend time with you. We're thankful, God, that you have the ability to choose our companions. You have the ability to put ones together where they need to be. And we pray to help each one of our young people to just trust you, wait on you, give direction in their lives, Lord. We know you are more than able to do it. We pray you bless in our service tonight, Lord. Bless our pastor. Give him strength. Be with the many needs, the ones that are sick and suffering, the ones less fortunate. We pray you be with Sister Presley, the sick, Lord. Ask you to help her. A special way, the other needs, Lord, tonight we pray in Jesus' name.